Blog Talk Radio.
I'll do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever you want me to. Yeah, you have a friend in me till the end. Whatever I can, I'll do for you. You have a friend in me till the end.
Well, welcome everyone to today's episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're doing something a little bit different here today. Today, we are going to be talking about becoming a JV broker for obscene profits, even during a recession. And I've got some great guests on with me today. My co-founders in the JVUniversity.com, Willie Crawford, the Black Belt JV broker, David Preston, the legendary consultant and offline cash cow guru, and Sahail Khan, the million-dollar JV Master, are all joining me here today on Blog Talk Radio. Well, Willie, I know you're here. I'm just waiting for David and Sahail to call in. Hopefully they'll be along at any minute. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. What I noticed, though, was that the phone number and the email I received was for the moderator rather than the regular dial-in number.
So, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you may want to email them very quickly and say dial in on the regular number that all the other callers call in on.
Thank you so much. Okay, I just found Sahail, so let me get him unmuted, and let's see if I can find David. Sahail, is this you? Let's see, do I have Sahail here? Are you there, Sahail?
Hi, Gina, I'm here.
Hello there. David, if you're here, is it just push the number 1 on your keypad, Willie, to raise your hand? Do you know?
And I'm not sure what David's area code is.
I know what his area code is, but there's too many people on the line and I can't see him. How do you raise your hand so that I can find
him? Yeah, it is 1.
Okay, so David, if you're on the line, just hit the number 1 and I will find you. Hopefully he will raise his hand so I can see him on the line. He only gets to see like 10 people, I think.
Right.
Hi, Gina.
Hello, Sahail. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm great.
Well, hopefully we will find David as we move forward with the show. Let me go ahead and introduce our guests, if that's okay. So today joining me on the air is three of my dearest friends and really brilliant, brilliant marketers. Joining me today will be David Preston, as I said a few minutes ago. David is better known as the legendary consultant, the offline cash cow guru, and the Small Business Administration certified consultant. David really has made his expertise through working with offline businesses and helping them use the power of the internet to grow their more brick-and-mortar business. David has done some of the most creative joint ventures I have ever heard about in my entire life. He does some that are just offline. He does some that are just hybrid, both online and offline, and I can't wait for him to tell us some of the details. My other good friend, Willie Crawford, the Black Belt JV broker and niche marketer, is also on the line with us today. Willie's an expert at traffic generation online. He's worked with hundreds, if not thousands, of clients over the last 12 years, helping each one to grow their business using the power of the internet. I'm going to be talking to Willie about some of the really unusual joint ventures that have brought in millions and millions of dollars for folks and how he's used that to help grow his business. And then my last guest is Sahail Khan. Sahail and I met kind of in a weird way. Earlier this year, I was doing a weekend workshop. I do these about every 6 to 8 weeks. And that one happened to be on using JV systems. And Sahail came onto the workshop because he was looking for a very specific kind of a JV system that he could use. And as we started talking during that workshop, we realized that we had so many things in common. And eventually by the end, I'm like, you know, Sahail, I'd like to do something with you. Let's talk. Well, he ended up coming into the U.S. from the U.K. in June to go to JV Alert, and you know, the rest, as they say, is history. So, Sahail, I'd like to get started with you a little bit. To talk a little bit about some of the joint ventures that you've done. You've got one that is just an incredible, incredible story. Can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about it? Are you there, sir?
Well, I'm here. I don't hear him, though.
Yeah, I'm not hearing him either. Sahail, are you there? Let me see what happened to Sahail. No, it says he's here. Sahail, we can't hear you. Well, while we work on that, Willie, why don't you and I just go ahead and chat?
Now,
I'm just getting word from someone else that for some reason they are only just now hearing the show kicking in, and that seems kind of odd, but for whatever reason they didn't hear any of the introduction. So guys, if you're just hearing us now, welcome to Becoming a JV Broker for Obscene Profits During a Recession. I am the host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the JV Queen, and my guest right now is Willie Crawford, the Black Belt JV Broker. Sahail, can we try and see if you're here with us too? Really odd. So, Willie, why don't you go ahead and tell us about some of the JVs you've done over the years?
Sure. The very first JV I did was back in maybe 2002. I was hanging out on the Warrior discussion forum, and there was a person there who asked me if I had time to look at an ebook he was just working on. It was called Success Alert. He'd basically interviewed a couple hundred people looking for potential JV partners in the offline world. He's in the UK, and he would watch someone on television or whatever who was making millions online, and he would call them up and say, can I interview you for my book that I'm in? I'm looking for potential business partners. And he sent me a copy of that ebook, asked if I had time to look at it. I said, sure. And I loved it so much, I said, what are you going to do with it? And he said, well, I don't know anybody, and most of the people on the Warrior Forum don't know me, so maybe you can help me to roll it out. And we negotiated a little, and basically we agreed that I would get 10% of all sales generated by anybody that I brought in to promote the book. And I contacted the owner of the Warrior Forum at the time, Alan Says, and I said, I'll give you a 3 or 4 days head start if you'll promote it first. And we went from there. I also, at that time, was reading a manuscript written by a young man by the name of Jason Cox, who was writing a course on how to broker joint ventures, and I tried a lot of the stuff he taught in his course at the same time. So this was an ebook that I actually printed out and FedExed to, 120 potential JV partners, and most of them jumped on it, and I guess in the first month it made me about $20K or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called Success Alert. And that was the first JV I ever did. And needless to say, I was hooked.
Well, you know, I remember that manuscript from Jason Cox. It was one of my first ventures into JVs also. I was just dabbling in them at the time and trying to make my way and figure it all out, and gladly grabbed that book because there wasn't anything else out before that that could show you how to do joint ventures at all, just that one.
And I learned so much from that book because he was working with Brian Keith Royals, and so I learned leverage. I learned how to use someone else's name if you were an unknown to you know, get some credibility for yourself, because Jason was a complete unknown at the time. And it was very, very powerful. And, you know, it just showed me that there's just so much leverage out there if you can reach the right people and convince them that your product, the product you're promoting, is ideal for their customers and get them to go for it. I am totally, totally hooked on joint ventures now, and to the extent that we have David on the line shortly, hopefully. I do as many online as offline JVs, though. I go to the local Chamber of Commerce. I go to the Glacier County Inner Circle meetings and things like that, and I run into people, and we talk about setting up membership sites. We talk about jointly launching products where we basically split the profits and we share the tiny bit of risk that's involved in rolling out a product. And, I mean, it is just incredible to me when I look at some of the money that's just waiting to be made if you do it right. And it's all about working with other people.
Well, and, you know, I think for so many people just getting started, the idea of leverage is one that they don't even necessarily understand. So let's talk about what is leverage for a few minutes.
Sure, sure. Well, all of us have some assets that we're not using, whether it's your name recognition, and for some of the bigger name people, they may not have a huge list even, or a lot of website traffic. What they have is their name recognition, their credibility, and so that in itself is leverage. But for many of the people I deal with, the asset they have that's the most valuable is their email list. And Jay Abraham often talks about doing joint ventures, and talks about the host parasite relationship, how we the parasite, if you will, is the person who wants the other person's list, basically wants to leverage off of that. And so you go to them and you make an offer to them. We all have assets that are underutilized. You know, if you're a programmer, if you're a copywriter, if you are a graphic artist, you have skills that other people can use. And it's just a matter of, instead of struggling, finding someone who wants those skills and making a deal, a joint venture with them. It's not really that tough.
Well, Sahil, are you still? Can you try and talk? Let's see if we can hear you now.
Hi, Gina.
Hey, now we gotcha.
I'm
good.
Here. I'm live.
So, anything you can add about leverage and what leverage means to you?
I think leverage is just an amazing concept. You know, most people and even business owners that I talk to on a regular basis just don't know what they have that's sitting there. I mean, you know, I've spoken to many business owners who they go out and find new business, and they don't even use their current database, and they just don't realize how much money is sitting in their current database. And, you know, being a JV broker is where the biggest opportunities can be seized, because, you know, we have a outward vision, whereas business owners have a very narrow vision in terms of what they have and what they use. So I think it's just phenomenal that, you know, having the knowledge to be able to leverage other people's assets and, you know, make money from it is just phenomenal. And the great thing is it's unlimited. The potential is absolutely unlimited. I mean, when I walk out onto the street and when I go into any business or any prospective client that I go to see, I see opportunities everywhere. So it's just phenomenal.
And when I listened to Sohail's story, though, he tapped into and leveraged a database of 400,000 existing customers. That just blew me away. It's like,
well,
wow.
Let's get Sahil to tell us a little bit about that story, because that's one of the things that I've been dying to get in to talk about.
Okay. What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to set the mood for the for how I came about doing the biggest joint venture of my life. And I'll just give you a brief background in terms of what forced me to do and get back on my feet by doing a joint venture.
Okay.
I built a multi-million dollar video training company using just joint ventures. And then last year, obviously during the recession, I sold the business 2 years earlier, and the company I sold it to went under. And then obviously I was in a position where I lost the business. So last year I lost everything, and I was totally broke. So I spent a bit of time looking out there at opportunities. And, you know, on the internet there's so many opportunities, you know, how to make money and spend money to make money. So I took a break and I thought to myself, you know, what's the quickest way for me to become a millionaire again within the next 12 months? And I set myself a challenge, and it was pretty obvious. It was it staring me in the face, and it was joint ventures. So I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to do a couple of big joint ventures within the next 12 months and obviously try and gain back what I lost. So the first thing I did was I was actually reading in national newspaper, which we have here called the Daily Mirror. And in there were one-page adverts of a computer book. It basically was a book on a hardback book on how to use computers on your PCs aimed at the Silver Surfer market, which I know in America is called the Baby Boomer market. Right?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I managed to find out, I did a bit of research on the internet about the company who was selling the book. And I realized that they sold 400,000 copies of this book, and it was just one book that they sold 400,000 copies of. And I thought to myself, okay, interesting. I wonder if they, you know, how could I tap into this database? And obviously, my background, my previous business was I used to own a video training company. We used to do video tutorials in IT. Teaching people how to use computers. So naturally, I contacted the company and I said to them that, you know, great book. I bought the book for my uncle and he liked it very much. But do you have a video version of the book? Because I think my uncle would really like a video version of the actual course. They said no. So what I did was then I contacted them and I said, look, would you like to sell a video version of the book to your customers? And basically they got back to me and they said, okay, you know, we need from you more information. So basically it was a proposal that, you know, I've got this video version of the book that you sold 400,000 copies of. And instead of reinventing the wheel, I'd like to give it to you to sell to your customers. So they invited me to a meeting to see their directors. And the thing was, I never had the product. I didn't really have it. I just obviously gave them the idea that I did. But at that time, there was no product existed. So there I was at this meeting with their directors. And they asked me, okay, so what other titles do you have? They asked me basically that, yes, we're very, very much interested in this, and if you've got the video version of this book. And what they asked me was that, can you produce it within 7 days? And I said, yeah, sure, I can. I can produce it I can get a copy out to you within 7 days. But obviously, I didn't have a copy of the video. So what I did was I approached other potential joint venture partners, and also I pitched to them the proposal that I've got a company. I didn't let on that the company sold 400,000 copies of the book. I actually said to them that, you know, I've got a client who has who needs a video tutorial, basically, to sell to their customer base. And most of the companies I spoke to, they didn't understand how joint ventures worked. Most of them were saying to me, yeah, sure, we can do a deal for you. We'll give you, we normally give, you know, a standard 25% off for resellers, we'll give you 30%. And I thought to myself, wow, 30%, whereas they created the course themselves and they've obviously made their money on it, and they're not willing to do a deal, because I said, look, price-wise, we have to look at pricing on this, because obviously they want to sell it. So what can we do on pricing? But most of the companies didn't want to budge on pricing, because obviously they didn't understand the concept behind the joint venture. And that, again, comes to most business owners not having the right education to understand how joint ventures work. So I thought to myself, okay, these guys aren't really playing ball. It looks like I'll have to try and, you know, create the video myself. So obviously, as you know, Camtasia video tutorials are all the rage at the moment. So all I did was I went to Elance.com. Posted a project on Elance.com for a video tutorial on how to use your computer. And basically, I had so many people bidding for the project. I picked the best one, the middle price, and the guy sent me some examples of some of the video tutorials that he's done. So that cost me a couple of $100 to create a whole video with Camtasia tutorials, which obviously I owned the rights to. So I took within seven days, I took this video version of the book that the company had created with all the same titles, but all in a video tutorial sequence. They absolutely loved it. And the funny thing was, because they're an offline-based company, they didn't know anything about Camtasia. They were gobsmacked. They said to me, Sahel, this is amazing. How did you create this video course? And how did you create it so quick and get it all finished? And then obviously they loved it. They loved it so much that they asked me at that meeting that, okay, we've got a list of other titles that we're interested in producing. And I said to them, look, to be honest with you right now, let's just roll with this title that we have here, and let's market that to your database of 400,000 customers who bought the book version, and let's see how we do with that. I did ask them at that time, because they were very good with their numbers. I mean, this is a 30, 40 million dollar turnover company, direct mail marketing company. And I did ask them about their numbers, and they were pretty spot on with their numbers. And they said to me that we estimate that we can that at least half of the database will buy the video version of the book. So that's 200,000 customers purchasing the video version of the book, of which I make £5 per unit sold. So there already we have £1 million in the bank, basically, from just that one joint venture and just one product. But now we're looking at creating several products, so we're going to have probably five more titles created for them. But the biggest shocker was when they said to me, Sahel, if this works really well and we get to an our list of 400,000 customers by the video version, we'd like to roll this out to the rest of our database. And I almost fell off my chair when they told me that the rest of their database was made up of 4 million customers.
Wow.
So that is, like, amazing. And the good thing there is, because I've built that relationship with them now, it's ongoing, which means that we will work on projects on a regular basis. And that's just one joint venture. And, you know, that took me 30 days to set up, but in total probably 60 to 90 days for it to carry through. So that's just amazing, and that is the biggest joint venture I've ever done. And see, without having anything, I mean, I lost my previous business, I lost my database, everything I had, and I was literally broke, really, when you think about it. But to have the ability to come back from the brink and become a millionaire again just for one joint venture is just phenomenal.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure it's something that most of our listeners can't even imagine. I mean, but
see, that's it, Willie. The thing is mindset. You know, it's a lot about. I tell you, the biggest thing is taking action, because I always say to people, "What's the worst that can happen? You know, if you take the action and you get rewarded tenfold, a hundredfold. But then again, what's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is a no. Or it doesn't happen, which means you just go on to the next deal, you know? And that's the best way to look at it. There are hundreds of deals out there, but the thing is, you've got to go out there and you've got to take action. If you take action, you'll get something out of it. That's what I always say.
And I agree 100%. I mean, I think it was Einstein that said, nothing happens until something moves, and it's all about taking action. And so many people would look at something like this and just, probably not have the audacity to even attempt it, but you know, you mentioned the number of 400,000 pre-existing customers, but then you later found out they had a database of 4 million.
Yeah, 4
wow.
million. And see, the great thing is, Willie, people normally say to me that, you know, it's impossible, I can't do it. They would never look at me, or they would never, listen to me. But the thing is, I came out of nowhere with no experience, really, when you think about it. I was totally broke, the only reason why this company looked at my proposal is because right now, during this economic downturn we're in, even the big major corporate companies will look at proposals, because if there is a way for them to leverage what they already have, some companies will say, look, we're already doing that, so if we can make more money without spending more money on doing advertising or marketing, and we're already doing that, but we can increase our conversions, companies will look at proposals. That's the great thing about this recession, is because this recession is creating so many opportunities for people who are going out there doing joint venture deals.
Wow. And it is all also about the fact that the companies you approach have no downside risk. I mean, it's total risk reversal. You are offering them a service. You're offering to leverage something that they have already, and there's no risk for them at all involved. I mean,
definitely. And same with me. Where was the risk with me? I only spent a couple of hundred dollars out of my pocket, but ended up, you know, making over a couple of dollars. So it's the same way, you know. I think this is a great way to go out there and work with companies. And the good thing is, once you've found a company who you worked with once, having that relationship with them is great, because all then you need to do is, if you've secured a company's database, all you have to do is go out there and find other companies that you can slot into their database to sell to their customers.
That's the easy way about doing it.
Very.
So often I see people who are trying to get started with JV brokering, and they're not succeeding at it. They're failing miserably. What do you think causes so many people who try JV brokering to fail?
I was just going to say, I can answer that question, because that's I've had experience of that from other people I've spoken to. I mean, I've spent a lot of money, I'll tell you, on courses. Jay Abraham, Robin Elliott. There's Reid Florin, who has his joint venture boot camp. The biggest thing that I've found that most of these courses lack is, the problem is this. Most of the people who create the joint venture broker programs, you'll only have them during the actual program, whereas, for example, they'll train you on how to be a joint venture broker, and then that's it, away you go. Now, the problem is there's no support mechanism behind that, and also there is no hands-on element. You know, while you're training to be a JV broker, they will say, okay, here are five easy joint ventures that you can go out and do them. But there's no sort of element where they can say, okay, you're training to be a joint venture broker. You know, we can sort of help you work on live deals. I mean, no one's ever done that. There has never been a joint venture broker program that's given people the ability to do that. And work on live deals and actually experience it throughout the program while they're on it. Because once you're off the program, if you've actually done some JV deals while you're on the program, that's the best thing. Most people will go through workshops, boot camps, through long training programs, and then at the end of it, they're handed a manual, and it's like, good luck, you know, now you're on your own. So I think that's where, most JV brokers, because it's the motivation factor. I mean, you know, you need to be around, or you need to have that experience of actually implementing it hands-on. I mean, it's the same as doing a high-level computer certification course, which is what we used to sell, a Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer course. No company is going to employ someone who's certified if they haven't got the hands-on experience. You know, you can study from books and try and get a job in a corporate company as a certified engineer, they will not take you on. But if you've had some hands-on experience while you're studying for a Microsoft certification, companies will snap you up, because they know that this guy here has actually hands-on experience of actually doing the work. So I think that's the biggest missing element of most of the JV broker programs that not only have I done in the past, or I've seen out there.
You, Willie? What have you seen?
Well, I agree with what Sohail just said, and also I've noticed that many people, when they go through various training courses, they understand, internally what they need to do, but there's just something that stops them from actually going out and doing it. And again, we talked earlier about just taking action, and so they know what to do, but they're afraid to do it, and so they sort of need someone to hold them by the hand as they work through that first joint venture, that first deal, to look over their shoulders. I've trained joint venture brokers who, are still afraid to go out and just do it, and so they need someone looking over their shoulders, pushing them along. You know, it's like you teaching your child to walk or whatever, you're sort of nudging them a little bit and make sure they don't fall down at the same time.
But the great thing is, Willie, what if we had the ability to get people involved in joint venture projects that they could get some hands-on experience. So when they do eventually go out there to clients, they can already say that, yeah, of course, this is what I've done, and these are the results that we've had.
Right.
And I have been involved in some major JV projects, and this is what I've done either as an individual or as a team, which makes it easier for them to talk about it, because that's the biggest thing that I find. When I go and see prospective clients, you know, I talk about some of the stuff that I've done. And even when I started right from the beginning working with businesses, you know, I did a lot of free work with charities to start off with, just to help them get off the ground. And then obviously once you've built something, and as long as you can talk about what you've done or even have some testimonials, those are the most important things that get you accelerated very quickly into it.
Yeah, and what you said, results, which also equates to credibility. When you approach someone and you say, I'm a joint venture broker, they do want to know, well, so what JVs have you
yes.
done and what were the results? And if you can't give them some numbers, you lack credibility. And so that's important, and that is one of the things that we sort of step our students through. Very important. You know, we
definitely. This is why when I, you know, when I speak to people and, you know, when we all got together to form the JV University, we looked at, you know, creating a proper organization that could educate people how to do joint ventures, but also help people who wanted to get involved in being JV brokers and give them the ability to say, yeah, sure, you know, I have been part of a JV project, and these are the results that JV project has, you know, has given.
Right.
Well, I've got two other questions that are kind of related. Number one is, who should be looking at becoming a JV broker? And the second is, what does it take to become a high-powered JV broker?
Okay, Rudy, I'll let you handle that.
As far as who should look at becoming a JV broker, I deal a lot with people who are looking at becoming internet marketers, making money, teaching other people how to make money, and that is such a challenging niche to get into that I think anyone who's familiar with maybe affiliate marketing, because I deal mostly with the online world, and you know, if I'm going to be the one to promote a product, why shouldn't I be the one to leverage that even more and bring on other people and make money off of their efforts rather than me doing all the work? So I even wrote an article not too long ago where I called JV brokers the super affiliate. You have the super affiliate who can sell a lot more product than your average affiliate, but a super affiliate is someone basically who recruits other super affiliates and makes a commission off of their efforts. So anyone who is positioned in their marketplace and know a lot of people that they could perhaps get to help them to roll out a product, but also anyone who understands how to find the players in a given niche, so that they could, regardless of what the niche is, you know, whether it's golf or health or, you know, any topic, you know, Forex or whatever, they can find the people who are the doers, the movers and shakers in that niche, and then recruit them as basically affiliates, make a commission off them. I think almost anyone could become a joint venture broker. It's And I don't see why anyone would want to be a regular affiliate, you know, just making money off of their efforts when they could become a JV broker and make money off of the efforts of others. And depending upon how the contract is set up, for a very long time. My first JV was in 2002, I think it was, and I still earned commissions off of that. I mean, it was open-ended, and so as long as the product sells, I earn commissions, and that's extremely powerful because I do nothing with that product now.
Wow. That's phenomenal. I mean, that's the sort of joint ventures that, you know, people should be doing more of, where, you know, you've got the ability to make money, you know, even after the initial projects, after you've finished on the initial project, and you just keep picking up the royalties. I mean, I've done online and offline joint ventures, probably offline joint ventures more, because I think and I believe that that's where the biggest opportunity is. And, you know, after speaking to David, meeting David over at JV Alert Live, I was just absolutely shocked at the potential for offline joint ventures, which is just absolutely phenomenal.
Yes, and before David even rolled out his initial training course on offline gold, as he called it, he met with me in Navarre, Florida, at a beachside gathering, and he showed me a very early version of his manuscript, and I'm like, I was floored, you know, just in looking at it and how, well, it just local businesses have money set aside to spend on growing the business, and why wouldn't they spend it with you helping them grow their business? And so it's just the money is just waiting there for someone who can teach them how to leverage what they're doing and to set up a joint venture. So I agree with you that there's a lot more money in the offline world and also in teaching offline businesses to leverage the Internet.
Exactly. I mean, especially right now with what's going on, you know, in the economy and, you know, showing business owners how to leverage their existing assets and those of other businesses. It's just phenomenal, and it's like it's zero cost or even low cost to them. It doesn't cost them anything to actually get the joint venture set up, and if it works, you know, you both make money, and if you don't, then, hey, you know, there's no big outlay, which is the greatest thing. But I think it's just phenomenal. You know, I learned so much at the meeting I had with Eugenia and David, and obviously Willie, with you on board now, is just phenomenal. I mean, hey, you know, this is just the greatest opportunity ever.
Yeah, what we do to an extent as JV brokers, especially if you're talking about dealing with offline businesses, is they have assets that are just sitting there, whether it's a database, whether it's unused facilities or office space or capacity, that they don't even notice, and you know, we just come along and say, why don't you do this? You know, like you talked about suggesting to the product owner that they do a video version of their product, and they would have never thought of that beforehand, I'm sure. And it was just, you know, a database of customers waiting to buy the product who a certain percentage prefer consuming video. And so it cost them nothing, and yet you literally generated millions of dollars out of thin air. That is amazing.
And I'll tell you something else, which I've really found is phenomenal. Going to as you know, networking events are, you know, booming here in the UK. So going to a lot of networking events, the biggest problem that I see is, you know, most business owners will not approach other business owners to do joint ventures because they have a veil of secrecy, which basically means that, you know, some business owners are reluctant to share their databases with other business owners.
It's a scarcity mentality.
Exactly.
Big time.
But the great thing is there is an opportunity there. The opportunity basically is for a middleman or a broker to come in and say, look, I'm totally neutral here. What I can do is I can act on your behalf and I can act on your behalf. And what I will do is that everything that I do as a JV broker, as you know, will be confidential to you and to the other side. So I think you know, that's a very important role for a JV broker, to basically put together deals for two business owners who, you know what, most likely will never have ever done a deal together.
Well, and in the online world, I think internet marketers have missed the boat something terrible when it comes to joint ventures. Because what most internet marketers call joint ventures is nothing more than affiliate marketing for a product launch.
Right.
The types of joint ventures that we're talking about are so far from just plain old ordinary product launches. They're really using the hidden assets, as Willie keeps saying. And a few years ago when I retired from brokering joint ventures to go on and become the dean and founder of the IM University, now Directions University, and the JV University, I started mentoring entrepreneurs in a variety of niches. And as I started doing that, I started noticing that this person is in this niche, but the audience for them is entrepreneurs, and this person's in this niche, but The audience for them is entrepreneurs and small businesses. And what I really started realizing is people don't even realize that joint ventures are standing there waiting for them to organize for other people. They don't even think about it. Yet they're doing it without calling it joint ventures. Anyone whose primary audience is any other business owner, I don't care what niche you might be in, if you're selling to business owners of any type, you have joint ventures that you are leaving on the table that could be making you money, period. Maybe you're selling industrial janitorial cleaning supplies, and your audience is companies that use industrial janitorial cleaning supplies. You probably already have plenty of customers on your list, the people that already know, like, and trust you, that you could be setting up deals for if you sat down and actually looked at the hidden assets that they've got in their businesses. And so to me, JV brokering can be a business unto itself, but it can also be a great opportunity to increase the revenues and the profitability of any B2B kind of business.
I agree 100%. I listened to Sohail earlier mention Jay Abraham. I spent a tremendous amount of time studying Jay's materials, and you know he talks about JVs where you know one party maybe is an intermediary that connects another party that connects another party. It's not even a direct connection, but you as the middle person connect different people, owners of assets, and somehow you make it all work out, and because of that, you earn a commission or you earn a percentage from the profits made. And so I see joint ventures as, again, not just affiliate marketing, but looking for the underutilized assets in a business and helping that business to recognize that they can make money from that instead of struggling and perhaps even going out of business with this recession. They can leverage that or leverage that and make tremendous money from it. And so, to me, it's amazing. I mean, there's billions just waiting to be had by joint brokers who have a little bit of vision, you know.
Well, recently I've started going to some meetup groups, and I'm just talking about, you know, there's a site called meetup.com and
right.
groups on them.
Yeah,
and going to these meetup groups, I'm noticing that there are people within these groups that are actually doing joint ventures. They're setting up joint ventures across the room. Hey, you got to talk to that guy over there. But they don't have a system in place to actually make money from it. So they're doing joint ventures and not profiting from it at all. So if you're going to go out and do any kind of networking at a business level, you want to make sure that you do it in a way that has a system attached to it that allows you to profit so that it doesn't just become setting up two people to meet, letting them make lots of money, and you still go home poor.
Yeah, if you're the one that came up with the ideas and pointed out to different business owners how they can make money from something that they already have and are underutilizing, then you certainly should profit from it. And so you're right, you know.
And I think that's one of the things that we're really going to help our students do is to put systems in place, contracts and agreements and templates and other things that can really allow them to make money from just making the connections that they're already making right now.
Well, the thing is, when you guys talk about systems, very, very important. You know, Willie, I was actually a protege student of Jay Abraham's,
okay.
spending many, many thousands of dollars. But the only problem is Jay is an awesome guy. I mean, I'm currently reading his new book, The Sticking Point Solution,
okay.
And absolutely phenomenal. Some of the stuff that he's doing right now with some big internet marketers is phenomenal. But the only thing I have with Jay is there's no system in place, you know. Most of his stuff is phenomenal, and you know you get all the templates and you get how to do stuff, but there's no initial system. That is the biggest thing that people, you know, fall down on, because there's no step-by-step, you know, paint-by-numbers sort of system that people can use to actually just go straight out there and do joint ventures.
Okay, and I agree with that 100%. He's if I had to say anything about Jay, I'd say he's wired differently. I mean, he studied 40,000 different industries, and
he will see something that works
in one industry, and he'll suggest it be applied to another industry, basically, and that's his brilliance, is that he can see something in the floral industry and say, well, use it in the oil.
Absolutely awesome, and I always say that to people, that, you know, don't stick yourself in one box, because business is business at the end of the day, no matter how you do it.
Right, and the other thing he points out is that if you do do things the exact same way that everyone else in your industry is doing things, you're not going to stand out. You're going to be average, and so you do need to look at things outside of your industry, and that's what we joint venture brokers bring to the table too. We, although I choose to specialize in just a handful of niches because I want to become known and have relationships with some bigger potential JV partners, I do notice things outside of those niches, and I interact with people and bring new ideas to the table too. And that's what my real value is as a joint venture broker. I can help them to step outside the box a little and see what other people in other industries are doing that might work for them.
David and I have a huge joint venture that we're putting together right now. We've just started rolling it out in the last week or two. That involves, I'm doing one end, David's doing another. So David's going out and bringing clients on and bringing them to the table to utilize some traffic assistance that I have on board to do some traffic work and SEO work for those clients. Well, we came across one of our recent clients who has done something that I find completely unique. He's taken a business that is traditionally a brick-and-mortar business, one that normally has very high overhead, very high inventory, and he's set up a piece of software on the internet that allows him to do this without any overhead, without any inventory. And it's selling a product that needs to be installed. Well, you're not going to be able to install it on the internet because it's not digital. So what he's done is he's created a network of offline dealers who will do the installation. And the sale of the product occurs through his website, so he doesn't need to have any overhead. And then he uses the software to dish the work out to the installers all across the country.
Wow.
And I said to David just last night, you know, it's great that we're helping all of his dealers in doing more SEO stuff and helping him get more traffic to the main site for selling of the product. But it would be really cool if we could take that software and use a modified version of it with different types of products. Any product that needs to be installed that is non-digital could be set up in this same way. And just in 4 or 5 months that this business has been around, they are as big as a company that has been out and about for 6 to 7 years, that has 200 to 400 employees, that has thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of inventory and overhead costs, just in about 4 to 5 months of being on the internet. They have a network of over 1,100 dealers in 4 months. And really, that's an example of a joint venture. And if you could take that same software and apply it in any niche you want, as long as there are physical products that need to be installed or applied in some way, you could do the same sort of thing and create networks of joint ventures. It's exactly what you were just talking about with Jay Abraham, being a visionary in that he can look at one niche and find a way to apply what they're doing there to another market. There are so many opportunities to do that. It's just a matter of opening your eyes and looking for them intentionally instead of just glancing over them when you happen to come across them.
Right, right. And that's key because I'm sure so many of us actually see tons of opportunities every day and we just don't slow down enough to even notice, you know. And I guess part of what we teach our students is how to spot opportunity.
And in order to do that, I think students really need to have a good understanding of business strategy and strategic marketing. And so that's one of the other huge differences about the training program we've put together with the JV University. It's not just the 12-week course on brokering joint ventures. We can only teach you so much about joint ventures And then you need to start learning about strategic business building and strategic marketing in order to really apply all that you learn about joint ventures. So not only are we going to give our students this 12-week live course that the four founders will be doing, they'll also get access to the one-year program that I run on an ongoing basis that's really about those two topics, strategic business building and strategic marketing. So that once you've got the foundational elements of understanding how to put deals together and how to spot hidden assets within companies, now you can go out and really start understanding business and marketing even more so that you can expand the opportunities that you've already got.
Makes sense. Now, we're down to, about 10 minutes to go in the show. Do we want to tell people how to join us at the JV University?
Let's do that. And I've done something, David and I talked about it briefly last night. I've done something special just for today's show. What we've been doing is this program, as I said, is a 12-week course on how to organize joint ventures and profit from it. And along with that 12-week course, you'll also get access to the recorded version of a course I've done previously for JV Brokers that was a 3-month course, a course that Willie's done previously for JV Brokers, and I think yours was, an 8- to 12-week course also, Willie?
12 weeks, yes.
David's also done a previous JV Brokering course. You're going to get access to that. And you're going to get access to this one-year bachelor's program from Directions University to help you understand business and marketing. And Willie also has the International Association of Joint Venture Brokers. You're going to get a one-year membership to that as well at the highest level of membership. So that not only are we going to teach you how to do joint ventures, we're going to be there to help support you for the long haul with it. And the biggest thing that I see being a part of this, guys, is really the fact that we have so many clients right now that we can't service ourselves, so that our students will not have to go out and find their own clients when they're first getting started. To me, that was the hardest part of being a JV broker, was finding my initial clients. Once I had a few in the bag, it was easy.
Yeah, and one of the things that I deal with now is I'll have people approach me asking me to broker a joint venture, and I'll say, I'm sorry, but I'm booked up. And they'll say, well, when do you think you'll have availability? And I'll say, 6 months from now. And it probably sounds snide, but it's a fact. And so
it is.
We do have a lot of joint ventures just waiting for someone who knows what they're doing to step in and take them and just collect the money, really. It's doing the client a favor. It's doing the customers a favor because there's some tremendous products out there that will never be properly launched, never see the light of day unless someone does a proper joint venture launch of the product. And so there's just a tremendous need for people who can just be middlemen, basically.
And I've even made some arrangements with a couple of other really well-known JV brokers, Mike Mers, who's very well-known online, and Larry Benet, who calls himself the Connector, who's very well-known offline.
Right.
They're going to be sending all of the JVs that they can't personally handle over to us as well, so that we're going to have even more business for the clients, for the students, rather. And obviously, all of us will now be able to take on more JVs because we're going to have these students certified who are trained, who understand what they need to do. This is such an incredible opportunity. So to go get started, the URL is www.thejvuniversity.com/enroll. www.thejvuniversity.com/enroll. And as I said, David and I decided we were going to do something special just for this show. Prior to this, we had a 3-installment option set up. And for today's show, one of the things that we have done is I really wanted to find a way to get those payments down as low as we possibly could. So rather than just a 3-installment, we have now set up a 4-installment so that there is a low deposit that you put down for the first month. And after that, there are 3 equal installments that start about a month later. We've got work that you guys can get started doing starting the first week, literally, as you start learning how to do this stuff. if you can get in, get your feet wet, and really take action and really start taking on some of the JVs that we've got available to you immediately, you should easily be able to earn the money that you need for those later installments. Wouldn't you think, Willie?
I would certainly think so. I mean, I the very first product that I rolled out as a joint venture broker made more than I'd made in probably 6 months, you know. So the money is incredible, and it's really, really easy when you have the proper training. It's really easy. So absolutely.
It really is, and for some reason Sahil got kicked out of the call, and I'm trying to get him unmuted again. Sahil, I'm still trying. I'll try again. So what else do we want folks to know about the call, or about the class?
When it starts, and so that they can, they do need to go ahead and register now, because we're starting in less than a week, aren't we?
We do. We start next Wednesday. That's September 2nd, 2009. Classes are held every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. They're going to be anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes long. There are also support calls on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. And those Saturday morning calls are going to go on for the entire year. It's part of the bachelor's program from Directions University. And those are a cross between Q&A calls and mastermind calls. It's really going to help you understand business and marketing even more. So you're going to have two sets of calls starting next Wednesday, September 2nd at 1 p.m. And you really want to make sure you get in before that first class.
If for some reason they can't make a particular call, the calls are all recorded. They have access to all the recordings forever, right?
They do. And we're recording every single call in a webinar format, not just in an audio format. So all of these calls we'll get together in a webinar for. That way it's not just hearing about it, you're seeing it. Yeah, so why don't you talk about those, Sahil?
Well, what we've done, we looked basically at what else we can provide to our students on the JV Broker program. And one thing that me and Gina have always talked about, and Willie and David, is, you know, most people doing joint ventures need to also understand things like marketing and building businesses as well. It's very important. So having those things all as a combination, what we've decided to do is we've decided to give all our students also access to the Directions University's bachelor's program. And do you want to talk more about that, Gina?
Yeah, I did briefly, and I think you got knocked off when I did that.
Oh, right, okay.
So that also comes with a number of my products, so you'll learn more about blogging and more about mindset and more about info products, so that you'll really be able to organize all different kinds of joint ventures, whether they're online, whether they're offline, not just plain old product launches. We're talking list building joint ventures, traffic generation joint ventures, product creation joint ventures, literally any kind of joint venture that your clients could ever need or want, you'll know how to do.
And also thanks to Willie as well. Willie's providing his exclusive JV Broker certification program for all our students, and also a 12-month free membership to the International Association of JV Brokers. So, I mean, all these bonuses we've got on their
Let
own.
Let me just get the URL in there one more time. That's www.thejvuniversity.com/enroll. thejvuniversity.com/enroll. Don't forget the, in the front of it.
Yeah, we are down to less than a minute to go, and so
okay.
I do want to thank everyone for joining us. So, I mean, there was a lot of great information here. I actually encourage the listeners to go over to places like Twitter and tweet telling people what you learned from today's show and dropping the link so they can come over and check it out too.
Excellent.
Absolutely. And also, as we move forward with the JV University, both my radio show on Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Willie's, I know we're going to be talking about joint ventures on an ongoing basis. So make sure that you add our show to your favorites and join us as a friend on Blog Talk Radio so you can get more information as we do some of those future calls. So thanks so much, everybody, for being here. And have a great week, and we can't wait to see all of you in the JV University's JV Broker Training Program when it gets kicked off next Wednesday. Take care. See you next week.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.